Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you want to be a shepherd. I assume that's why you came here, to the seminary, those of you who are studying to become a pastor. That's why I came here. 10 years ago, my wife and I and our not quite two-year-old daughter traveled to Fort Wayne so that I could begin my journey to become a shepherd of God's sheep. By all accounts, the climax of your time at the seminary is call night. The night when you find out where into God's pasture he is sending you to take care of his sheep. I remember two things in particular about that night. I remember Dr. Fekencher standing here in this pulpit announcing the calls. Brian T. Crane, St. Peter Lutheran Church, Hilbert, Wisconsin, South Wisconsin District. And I remember our then president, Dr. Wenthe, giving the charge to the candidates after the service. Go then, take heed unto thyself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made thee overseer, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Feed the flock of Christ, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lord over God's heritage, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, thou shalt receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The Lord bless thee from on high, and make thee a blessing unto many, that thou mayest bring forth fruit, and that thy fruit may remain unto eternal life. What a great night that was. After years of preparation and study, I was going to be a shepherd of God's sheep. I was going to be a pastor. But you know, it doesn't take long before the reality of what it means to be a shepherd begins to set in. For the sheep, as nice and welcoming as they are still sinners. Frustration sets in as you realize that the sheep don't always want to hear the voice of their shepherd. For example, you find out that someone isn't in church one morning because he'd rather clean his carpets instead. Members have no problem sitting in 20-degree temperatures in Lambeau Field to watch their beloved Green Bay Packers. Those of you from Wisconsin understand. But those same members begin to complain if the worship service goes much beyond 1 hour. One of your boards deliberately holds a meeting without you to discuss and approve something that they know you are opposed to. No, make no mistake, my friends, being a shepherd isn't easy. But the sins of the sheep are often small compared with those of the shepherd. For as a shepherd, you are held to a higher standard. For the sheep that you are taking care of are not your own. They belong to God. Hear again these words recorded by the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, Ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. Wow. So are you really sure that you want to be a shepherd? I am against the shepherds, God says. Can anything be more fearful than that? I will require my sheep at their hand and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. You know, I may wear this stole now, but after hearing those words, I'm not so sure that I want to be a shepherd anymore. Now, of course, no pastor thinks that he is feeding himself at the expense of the sheep. At least, I hope not. But as I look back on my ministry at St. Peter, I realize that I did it all the time. For example, how I made so many excuses for not contacting a delinquent member. How I rationalized not visiting my shut-ins as often as I could have because I had too many other important things to do. How I harbored anger and frustration towards certain members to the point that at times I didn't even want to talk to them. And yet, all the while, I expected my paycheck from these same sheep week after week. I hate to think how many of God's sheep I may have scattered because of my many sins. So are you sure that you want to be a shepherd? Because I can assure you that you will sin just as I have, just as I do. You are a sinner, just as I am, just as we all are. The reality is that we deserve to be punished for our sins, not given the high privilege of being made a shepherd of God's sheep. And yet, amazingly, that's exactly what God does. But why? Why would God entrust the care of his sheep to sinners like you and me? I don't know. But he does. But the one thing that I do know is that he is still the shepherd of the sheep. And he never gave up caring for his sheep. Where his shepherds fail, he would take matters into his own hands. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, God says at the end of our text, that they may not be food for them. A few verses later, God adds, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David. And he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. His servant David, of course, is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the one who purchased the flock of God with his own blood. Jesus is the good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for the sheep. My friends, you too are one of God's sheep. Jesus died for you. He gave his life for you. His blood covers your sins, including those sins of failing to care for his sheep as you ought. Yes, Jesus sinners doth receive, including you. And in this great miracle, he even takes some of us, our sins and all, and makes us shepherds of his flock so that we might point them, his sheep, to him, the chief shepherd of our souls. So do you still want to be a shepherd? Those of you who are studying for the office of the holy ministry, I sure hope so. For as hard as it can be at times, I can think of no greater calling than having the privilege of serving Christ's sheep, of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Sunday after Sunday, of bringing a baby into God's kingdom through the waters of holy baptism, of feeding God's people with the very body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins, of standing at the graveside of one of God's sheep as you commend him or her into the arms of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, to receive that crown of glory that shall never fade away. And what's more, we have Jesus' promise that when we fail in our task as his shepherd, as we will, we can turn to him in repentance and faith, knowing that he will forgive our sins and strengthen us to serve his sheep, his people, once again. So you want to be a shepherd? Well, if so, then you have come to the right place. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.